Today is the Baptism of the Lord Sunday in the church liturgical year. We are in Luke, so we'll read Luke's account of the baptism of Jesus. It's found in the third chapter. Be reading verses 15 through 17 and then 21 and 22. I invite you to listen for the Word of God. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, this is John the Baptist, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Look, if you will, in your bulletins at the reflection that is there at the very front of your bulletin. It's a quote from our denomination's Book of Order. "In ordination, the church sets apart with prayer and the laying on of hands those who have been called through the election of the church to serve as deacons, ruling elders, and teaching elders." Sets apart. As we are ordaining and installing a new set of officers this morning, it is this idea of being set apart that we reflect upon for just a few brief moments this morning. We gather today as the First Presbyterian Church at Caldwell. Church. You know what the Greek word for church is? It's ekklesia. That's the Greek word that is translated church. And know what ekklesia means literally? It means to be called out or set apart. The church is that instrument of God called out, set apart to be the feet, the hands, the body of Christ in the world. And this theme, that of God calling a people to be set apart, is one which runs throughout Scripture. When the Lord called Abram, later to be known as Abraham, the one referred to as Father Abraham by Jews, Christians, and Muslims alike, God said, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great." In so saying, the Lord sets Abram apart. Abram and Sarah are special people, and their people will be a special people, a people set apart with a holy calling. In Isaiah, in chapter 43, God says through the prophet, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." Israel is set apart even when they find themselves in exile. And this theme continues right into the New Testament. In 1 Peter, we find the words about the church, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." As a people called out, set apart, the church has a special role to play. Today, as we have mentioned, in the liturgical calendar, is the Sunday of the baptism of the Lord. In His baptism, Jesus himself is set apart. You are my son, the beloved. The Spirit descends upon him, empowering him for ministry. Have you ever considered yourself to be set apart, called out for a special calling? Kathleen Norris, writing in Amazing Grace, shares, all Christians are considered to be set apart, to have a call to what is commonly referred to as the priesthood of all believers. All are expected to use their lives so as to reveal the grace of the Holy Spirit working through them. It's a tall order to literally be a sacrament, which itself means set apart. It's a tall order to literally be a sacrament, but that's what we are called to be. Indeed, Reformed theology has always emphasized this priesthood of all believers, that all men, women, youth, and children are set apart, chosen by Christ, anointed for a life of servanthood. And furthermore, we remember, especially on this Sunday, Reformed tradition recognizes that some are called in a special way. Thus, the offices of deacon, ruling elder, and teaching elder. You know, the service in which we ordain men and women to the offices of ruling elder and deacon is one of the most meaningful to me services we have. This morning we engage in a liturgy, prayer and the laying on of hands, which has a history going back a long, long time, 2,000 years. And in the time since Jesus, think about it, in the time since Jesus, every generation has participated in this liturgy. Every generation, your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and ancestors you didn't even know about, if they were Christian, would recognize what is going on in our service this morning. Ordination is the act which sets apart persons to be teaching elders, ruling elders, or deacons, and is accompanied with prayer and the laying on of hands. The purpose and pattern of leadership, our Book of Order says, in a church and all its forms of ministry shall be understood not in terms of power, but of service after the servant ministry of Jesus Christ. You remember that passage in the Gospels where the disciples' ego and ambition arises? James and John desire to be seated at the right hand of Christ in the kingdom. And they express that in no uncertain terms to Jesus. They want to be in a position of authority, of priority. Do you remember what Jesus says? Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And then in a remarkable scene at the end of his life, Jesus performs an incredible sacramental act, which will be forever revered. He washes his disciples' feet as would a slave to a master. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Friends, we are a people set apart, and today we ordain and install a group of men and women who have been called by God to a special ministry. They, like each of us who call ourselves Christian, find the power and authority in their call when they serve not for the benefit of themselves, but for the benefit of the congregation and community at large. So friends, as we prepare to participate in this ancient liturgy, this ancient ritual, let us do so with humble hearts, with reverence and respect for the powerful history of tradition in which we are participating, with an awareness of the sacred history of which we are a part, stretching clear back to Abraham, who heard those words of the Lord, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Friends, may we be a blessing to each other and to the world. Amen.